I'm all set on everybody that doesn't understand economics that's screaming about this gender equality payment shit with the WNBA. And like, it just doesn't work like that, bro. You can't just say, hey, I'm good at the, I'm a chick, so you should pay me like the men. Like, no, bro. It works off economics. Like, they get paid directly correlated to how much money that their business is bringing in, how much money they're making off the gate and everything, and the TV ads and everything of that nature. You know what I'm saying? They get paid what they get paid because that's how much money they bring in. Y'all gotta stop begging the NBA to subsidize the WNBA and build the sport. Owen,
Listen, I watched
stop
the
it.
WNBA draft for the first time in my life this year, just to see where Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Cardoza was going to go. So, like, y'all got stars. This is the best draft. Y'all need to capitalize off it. Y'all need to
Man,
market y'all
they got
stars.
Joe Biden and shit chiming in, like he gonna
Now he
make
going to
a
do something.
presidential decree to even up the fucking salary.
And
Like, no.
98% of the women complaining can't name a basketball star outside of Caitlin Clark or Reese.
If
They
you
never been
mad,
to a game.
yeah,
They don't got no
if
jersey.
exactly, if
They
you
don't got
so
no
mad that they
jerseys, none
don't
of
get
that.
paid, go support the, go buy a ticket, go buy a jersey,
Not neither one
help
of them
them get paid.
got an Asia Wilson jersey. Not one.
But you
And
mad
they
about
all
that, how
over
much they get
Twitter. And
paid?
they all over Twitter like, oh, Caitlin Clark got 30 million from Nike. Where Asia's shoe at? Y'all niggas even got an Asia jersey and y'all want Asia's shoes.
Come
Like,
on,
stop it,
man.
bro.
Playing from the 70s. I'm like, yo, this is a different type of rich nigga beef.
Yeah, he wilded out. You're playing for the 70s. It's just a rap. Like, it got crazy. I mean, I had read somewhere that was like some A-Rap nigga that owned it. You know what I mean? He was just letting Drake rock out. Whatever the case may be, Drake does have a Boeing private jet that he gets access to. So take out, you want to take it. But yeah, it's definitely a tax bracket beef that a lot of people can't be a part of. So they
Yeah.
should just sit that one out.
I enjoy the energy though.
Now, it's funny, but it just seemed like, I don't know, like, you feel like the white boy shit. I feel like deep down, yeah, it might cut deep, but I could say that I don't think anything Ross has said is something that they can't come back from.
Yeah, when you know when Ross is involved, the energy switches. It's
It's
like
like more comical.
it's more comical. He's wilding on Birdman too.
Yeah, I mean,
He's
he been wilding on
wilding
Birdman.
on Birdman.
He been at issue with Birdman.
Yeah,
This ain't that ain't that ain't nothing new.
but
He
the way
couldn't
he's
wait.
the vocal shit, he wait the shit he's saying is crazy. But it's like, but with Ross though, it's a comical tone, and then it's also like a you he's hawking his wares the whole time. So now it's like, ah, it's not real beef. This nigga's just trying to make a dollar. It's not the end. The real I can't stand these niggas beef ain't there. It's more like I'm trying to get a dollar, and I like the engagement.
It's like engagement, competitive. Like, I don't get that I'm gonna slap the shit out of you when I see you energy. I get more so like maybe they just walk by each other or be like, yo, what's up? What's going on,
Yeah.
bro? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I want a response from Kendrick sooner than later.
Corny. He's a
Somebody came
cornball.
out. It was a response that leaked. It happened to be AI. It sounded damn near just like
Bro, the
Kendrick
nigga.
Lamar, the nigga, but then a nigga from Cali came out and explained how he made this shit. Like, we're getting to a dangerous precedent with the technology and music, B.
Bro, the nigga so ass his fans had to create a fake AI version of him responding, bro. Come on with this shit, man.
it's he gonna come through. I think he gonna show. It's too much. Like, he
Yeah, the
got it's too much
pop-ups.
niggas. No, this is why I say it's been like so much chatter from like people like in his camp or like jumping on Twitter saying things that I feel like there's no way he couldn't not respond. Like, it's just there's too much going on. It's too much talk. Like, I feel like the pressure's on him, bro. And I feel like he feel that. Now, whether he just perfecting a response or not, I don't know. But I know it gotta come soon because this ain't like back in the day where like Ether took 6 months to respond. Because like we in social media, it's a microwave era. Like, you gotta come. Because if we wait
Yeah.
till the summertime, niggas gonna be forgotten. I'm like, all right, it's
I
time.
feel like Kendrick is so corny that he's gonna like be like, I'm above the immediate response, and he's gonna like give him like a half a verse on like a quiet feature like 8 months from
Ain't
now.
from, oh my
On some like
God.
real like corny Kendrick Lamar shit. Like, y'all don't understand this nigga's corny, bro. Where's he been? He bombed first. You telling me you bombed first and you didn't have a follow-up already set up? Niggas came back for you already weeks ago, champ.
Allegedly, he's had a diss song in the archives since 2020.
He
Dropped
has
it.
to. Nobody's gonna, if nobody that's tactical in warfare is gonna jump out there with a verse like that and not on like that, you know what I mean? And not have more action. You know what I'm saying? That's just like Ross. You see what Ross did? Ross didn't immediately record that. He recorded that shit when he first decided that he was gonna say something to the first initially say something.
Yeah.
When he decided, yo, I'm going to jump on Pluto's shit.
Just waiting for Drake to respond. That shit came right out.
Once a nigga say, yo, I'm about to jump on Pluto's shit. I'm about to take a shot at this nigga with everybody else. Because I'm not jacking him. He already recorded the if this nigga mentioned my name, it's up. He already recorded it.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how Kendrick's supposed to be this mastermind.
Ross was ready for war. Pretty much.
You Kendrick's supposed to be some mastermind ass nigga.
Yeah. Now I feel you. Where's it at? You knew he was going to jump out the window. Like, you should have just had that shit on check-in. Like, come on, bro.
J. Cole punk ass is coming with got balls for niggas.
Yeah. And J. Cole dropped a few days right after. Like, what are we doing? Even though he retracted it.
Yeah. Even though he's buns, he still at least put his neck out there at first.
Yeah.
Where's the Kendrick guy at, bro? This is what he do. Throw rocks, hot as hands. Same last time he came at niggas when he did that control shit. Same shit he did.
Bombed on mad niggas and got low. And then niggas ain't hear from him after that.
Ass, bro. Kendrick shit is overrated, B.
We gotta talk about, man. We done with Kendrick, man, until he responds.
Drop it, give me 50, nigga.
RIP to OJ Simpson.
Oh, man, nasty work.
Black Shout people out to the are juice. Sad. White people was happy and mad that he got to live out his life. Shout out to Cam and Mace for having him on the show, humanizing OJ.
Yeah, that was fire.
Different side. I was feeling that.
They did good with that one.
They did good. You know what I mean? That was for the culture. Don't shout out Mark Lamont, corny ass, the way he tried to talk about him. Like,
what's up with him, yo?
He's a sucker, bro.
He's an op, bro.
He's an op, bro.
OD. Like, corny, what? Bro. Like, why does he consistently take a old white woman's point of view? Like, it's like I'm listening to a 54-year-old white woman every time that nigga speaks, bro. What's up with homie, yo?
Yeah, I'm good on homie. We're not even gonna give him too much time.
He's just a sucker.
But yeah, B, shout out to OJ.
Shout out to white people pretending they was really like offended after fucking 40 years or whatever. Like,
they still was dread. They still dread about that. And honestly, Lamore, like you know how like when he died, I just went down like the OJ rabbit hole. Like, the more news and shit that I've seen and like just details about the case, I really don't think he did it. First of all,
OJ didn't do it.
Nicole and what was the other dude's name? Ron Goldman. They had their cheeks slit from ear to ear and had their tongues taken out. Like,
yeah. No, that's OJ, cartel shit.
That's cartel shit. OJ not doing that.
Colombian necktie shit.
Yeah, I'm exactly.
Nigga never caught a body in his life is doing gruesome murders like that, pulling tongues out of niggas' throats and shit. You don't got the heart to do that on your first one.
One person not doing that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, there's no way. I don't give a fuck how big niggas say OJ Simpson is. You're not telling me OJ Simpson pulling up and is being able to like do all that and not have no scars, scratches on him. Like, nah, it's not.
It's just the mindset to be that gruesome to rip a nigga's neck open and pull it. Like, you gotta be a hardened murderer to even
mentally that's do be that one. You feel me? That you into.
And you think OJ pulled up knife fight? How I go knife fight and I don't got a bruise on me after the you know what I mean? When the LAPD took pics of them and all that. It's mad bruises on the victims, but son don't got not one bruise, so he's just Iron Man bruise. Super nigga of all time.
Yeah.
Come on, son. Shout out to OJ. Shout out to his best friend that drove the truck, drove the Bronco. We never heard from him. He kept it sturdy.
Shout out to him. Light. Yeah, I mean, shout out to his family, man. Word, man.
Shout out to OJ,
man. RIP to a legend. Fuck what y'all talking to the juice. Best running back. One of the best to do it, man.
Facto.
Talk to me. What we got else?
And he stood sturdy through a couple bids, too.
Yeah. He did.
Juice was on bullshit.
Remember, he stole his memorabilia back. Yeah. He said it's mine. Fuck out of here.
What you talking about?
I never really understood that. Like, why you had to go sit down for 10 behind that? They gave him the max because they was just
they
so
just
mad.
Like, we're so happy. We can't. Oh, we got OJ in our hands.
We got to give him the most we could give him because that was some bullshit.
Facto.
You know what I mean? Long with the juice.
Well, yo, shit crazy. Feds rated me a young boy.
That nigga's just, he just a crash out, bro.
He's like, the worst criminal ever.
Crash out. They said he was on they got him on recording pretending to be a doctor using slang words. Like, come on, bro. Like,
he's just a fiend, bro.
I don't understand it, bro. I don't really, why are you doing prescription? Was that for money or was that just for fiend purposes?
Nah, he's a fiend, bro. He's drinking that much of that shit, bro. You see their whole little crew, bro. They retarded. Like, they can barely talk. Like, they drinked out. They fucked up.
Yeah, they fiend out. Yeah. Yeah.
The niggas are drug addicts, bro,
in the worst way, bro. Like you said, it's like you can't even understand basic communication with them niggas.
Nigga, you seen the nigga post a pic of him passed out with mad pills next to his face, like, I don't want to be here anymore. Some post shit he was talking about. Pussy ass young nigga. niggas trying to commit suicide and all that.
His nails and shit. Like, it's too much, bro. I can't get with this shit.
These niggas letting too much. These niggas got letting too much demons in, man. Yeah. They got too much demons inside of them. Niggas always talk about your demons.
Yo, bro, it's the pill. Like, the fiend movement with the younger generation is, like, it's crazy, bro.
I don't know what's going on. Yo, I don't know what's up with the younger generation, but they like a sadder generation. Like, they sad, bro. Like, they always talking about sad shit.
That's why Rod Wave is popping.
Yeah, they be sad, bro.
They love that emo shit, bro. They love that emo shit, bro. I don't know what's wrong with them niggas.
Is it the soy? Like, what is it?
It's the soy. It is the soy. It's the food is different. It's just more chemicals. Like, I think that just bring down niggas' morale. You know what I'm saying? And it just leads them to the pills, to the real poison.
That's nasty.
And then you got niggas doing shit like YoungBoy, who's got millions of dollars and feels like he gotta like do fake prescription drug scams.
Well, like pills. And I'm wondering now, like, what's gonna happen to him? Like, he was already out on parole.
He was already in.
I mean, not even parole.
Where
what was
he? In Utah.
Bond. He's on probation. Yeah. Bond or something.
House party.
House arrest.
He's on home arrest.
Yeah.
House arrest. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was already going
on a federal gun charge.
He's already hot.
He's nah, already he's super hot.
So I don't. Who knows? He might have to sit down. They might be like, you know what? Take a couple years.
Yeah. It's gonna. You know what it's gonna be? It's gonna be. Hey, sign for 50 more albums.
Yeah. 50 albums, like a real 50.
50 albums.
Like, or you're signing us
we'll
to
see
your
you
40.
In 10 years.
Yeah, so sign us to your 40. Give us the rights to the YouTube shit.
Yeah,
like,
all of that. You know how the game goes.
Yeah, I mean, we'll keep you out.
Yeah.
You got to basically sign over another percentage. Of nigga course. Like that be like, oh, fuck it, I don't got to go to jail.
You're still going to be rich.
Yeah, you'll still get a nice salary.
Yeah, do what we tell you to do. Paint your nails or whatever.
Paint your nails.
You know what I mean?
Post more pics with the pills.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what I mean? Hold the gun on the live. You know what I mean? Let them know how you coming. Pause. You know what I mean?
That's it.
And you don't have to go to jail. It'll just be more house arrest in Salt Lake City or Utah. Where the fuck he's at?
Yo, so weird, bro. He's the one of the weirdest situations ever, bro.
Nah, it's gross. It's gross.
What made a nigga choose Utah? Like, yo, this is where I'm going to post up at.
I don't even know. I figured it was like, it goes by like where your family is. I thought.
Like, he just picked Utah. Like, yo, I'm gonna go to Utah. It's quiet up there.
Maybe that's good for him. I mean, clearly it seems like hanging around niggas in Baton Rouge just wouldn't have worked out.
I mean, Baton Rouge wasn't it, but
that wasn't an option.
Utah is definitely not it either. The niggas back locked up.
He was going to do drugs, whether he was in Utah, Antarctica, or Alaska.
But if he was somewhere where it was a little more sitchy, another nigga could have put it together, that whole operation for him.
Okay, yeah. Oh, so you're saying he would have been a little bit more insulated from the crimes?
Because there's already enough criminals to go around. Yeah. There's already a drink man. You ain't have to do all
That's
that.
That's why I'm confused. Like, why he ain't just, I mean.
In Utah, you got to figure it out.
Yeah, you're right.
The fuck?
We may not just pulling up. Like, quiet, bro.
It's hard to get real drink.
Getting real drink and shit out there, yeah, you're right. I feel you on that. And then it's like just not even just getting it. Like, niggas got to get it to you.
Yeah,
like,
you know how much of a fiend you is, bro. You should have made your fiending a little easier to come by.
And you know, a nigga like that going grabbing them shits by the case.
Yeah, another thing. He probably being cheap. Like, yo, I could finesse the script. Yeah. I don't got to pay niggas this $700 for the whole pint, blah, 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 whatever the fuck.
That lean addiction is ridiculous.
Super
that shit's
expensive,
B. No matter how you slice it.
Super
that
expensive,
dumb expensive,
bro.
Like, you got to have some bread if you think you're going to be sipping lean on a regular.
Yeah. That's why them goofy niggas think they cool when they drink it because it costs so much.
They spend their money, yeah.
But they don't, like, bro, you're literally a fiend. That shit is liquid heroin. You're like a bozo.
Like a bozo, bro.
Are you drooling on niggas? Like, that's nuts, bro.
Falling asleep, standing up.
It's
terrible.
Nasty behavior. Vibe, bro.
That's nasty.
I never seen the female population say, oh my God, he drinks so much lean, I gotta fuck that nigga.
Bitches popping pills and drinking too now.
I mean, yeah, you got your own fiend bitch that's gonna fall asleep next to you.
Yeah.
But it's like, you feel me?
Yeah, they following up with the bullshit.
I don't think that's the way to be the man, B. Nah.
But hopefully, I'm just gonna pray for young boy. Hopefully he's sober up, man.
Yeah. Speaking of more bozo niggas, your man, what's his name? Jonte Porter got banned for life for gambling in Anuba.
What was he thinking, bro? First of all, I didn't even know that was MPJ's brother. So now it's hot temperatures on him. Let's start there, too.
So you think MPJ got some involvement?
Bro, I don't talk to my brother every day, but I would know if he's doing any type of betting or gambling or if he was doing something, anything illegal, I would know about it. So there's a 100% chance he knew what his brother was doing.
And my brother's halfway in the NBA and he's doing that.
Yes, bro. So I would say there's a 50% chance he was doing it. You know what I mean? Like,
think MPJ's out here betting on himself?
if he's not, he might have been like telling John Tate, like, yo, try this, try that type shit. Like, yeah. You never know, bro. That's your brother, bro. Like, you mean to tell me you don't, he's betting all this breach and you don't know nothing about nothing? Like, come on, bro. Unless y'all not estranged. As far as I know, y'all had a close relationship.
Oh,
you know
what I mean? Okay. Yeah, because sometimes niggas could be brothers and not even, like, in the same household type shit.
Nah, them niggas is in the household together. Like, them niggas, you know what I mean? They on family time. So,
yeah.
With that evidence, I'm going to assume that you had some type of knowledge of what was going on. But you know what? It's unfair to just pin that on MPJ, but I just think that the way that I viewed them as brothers and them having the bond that they supposedly have, I would think that he would have some type of knowledge of him doing that.
I just think, I don't know about that, but I do know for a fact the only reason why he caught that ban like that is because he's a nobody.
Yeah.
If he was actually nice, they definitely would have kept it. All that not going on.
Niggas is beating joints up. Niggas is
all type of madness
and all that. Like
your man Giddy's out here going high school,
15-year-olds, bro. Like
jizzing in them,
and that shit got swept under the rug.
Under the rug, no problem.
No problem. Like we can't find enough evidence, bro. Sorry. So like, let it go.
But a nigga put a little parlay down. He out of here for life.
Out of here for life.
For L O for little parlayski. Sheesh.
Come on, bro.
Shit crazy,
it's
B.
It's crazy. I should at least be able to bet on another teams. But, I mean, when you start, if you was to ever let that happen,
slippery
it gets
slope,
tricky.
Dog.
It gets tricky.
Too slippery.
You might be calling a nigga on the team, like, what you going to do tonight? Like, yo, don't get these much rebounds.
Come
it gets
on,
crazy.
Though. But we knew all of this was going to happen. We knew this was going to start once they made this shit legal, bro.
Yeah.
It was
humans,
and it's
not,
bro.
And it's only going to get worse.
It's only
going to
get worse.
Like, as more and more states legalize it, like, you know, so you could do, like, prop bets is still, like, illegal in certain states.
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole fucking frenzy.
Yeah, facts.
At the minimum, it's going to be niggas betting on other sports. Like, you need to tell me that during the offseason, NBA niggas, especially a nobody nigga, is not throwing up a couple thousand on the NFL. Like, I don't know the rules on betting on the other sports or how that goes, but that's definitely going to be prominent. Like, please believe it.
See your man Ohtani, your man Shohei. Getting crazy.
See, that was Jonte's, that was his problem. He wasn't important enough to have a translator or a fall guy.
Exactly.
Like, if this was LeBron, a Joker, one of them niggas, AD, like you said, I'd have been there to brought his cousin to the forefront. Yeah. Like, yo, it was him that was Look, doing it.
Everybody that's really somebody got, like, 3-4 guys already built in.
Built in.
We built it up a certain way. We do this shit a certain way. Bro. Like, you'll never see, if I'm like that, you'll never see me be actually fuck up.
You think a nigga like Jason Tatum, they would let, or Steph Curry, they put that shit on Seth before they let Steph do anything. Like,
yeah.
For real.
But that's how you do it, though. Like, look, B, I'm the bag. I'm $300 million. They're going to make sure I stay on the street.
Hello?
You're going to make sure my reputation is squeaky clean.
Exactly.
If I got a nigga, if my man right here, he make $300, just let me know when it's my turn to say it's my fault, B. Mm-hmm. I got you, my nigga.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean? Sitchy me.
Even
so
with
I can
Jonte,
run off and do me.
Like, MPJ just got an extra contract. Like, he got debris. So
what
maybe
we talking
it was like,
about?
Yo, take all of that, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta hold that down. I'm gonna make sure you good. Like, this, you still my brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't worry about it. Don't even trip.
My man got 300. I'm about to blame it on me. You know what I mean? Hit me off for the little six figures, little 550. You know what I mean? So I can go do my thing, start a business or two. I'm out of here.
And honestly, bro,
about?
Jonte, you can just sit down and be let your brother eat. Like, the gambling shit is not as disgraceful as, like, the petty shit. Like, in my eyes, you don't look you don't look worse than Josh Giddey, even though you're, like, banned. Like, it's like, all right, you got a little greedy.
You know what's fucked
much.
Up? You know what's
you
fucked
still
up?
You go overseas. You was a French NBA nigga anyway. Go to China and get your shit off.
To the powers that be and the niggas that really be on some love of the game shit, they will put a freaky pervert like Josh Giddey as not as bad as the nigga that gambled on the game.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Because a nigga get banned. You, like you said, look at this shit. You getting banned from life, from the Nuba, from baseball, all type of shit for gambling on the game.
Yeah.
Not for clapping old young cheeks, though. Niggas not getting kicked out for that. Shit's sick.
Shit's sick. And speaking of basketball, your cousin, Caitlin Clark, just got an 8-figure deal with Nike.
Yeah.
A lot of people in our community is up in arms. They not feeling that.
Look, man,
like,
I wanna
they
say
don't want, they don't. They mad. Aja Wilson don't got a shoe yet, and it's simple math, bro. Aja Wilson played in the championship for the WNBA, and the final game peaked at like 1.2 million. Caitlin Clark played in the Final Four, and the game before the championship game peaked at 17 million. Viewers, so
I cannot wait till she gets to the league and bust these black bitches' ass.
Damn,
all these black bitches. It's not just black.
Don't do that, because Diana Taurasi, was a lot of white girls hating. Breonna Stewart was hating too. Like, she can't be the GOAT. And Diana Taurasi was like, it's going to be a rude awakening. You playing against 18-year-olds. Whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop.
The league is 80% black, so I'm going to just call them black bitches. But it's the whole league, though.
Yeah, okay.
Caitlin Clark is going to come to the W Nuba and violate that shit. I cannot wait till she pull up from 30 on them bitches and shut all that shit up. Them bitches going to be sick, bro. All that, oh, she don't deserve it. She not, watch when she come in that shit, pulling from 35. She's the female Steph. It's going to be nasty, B. Nike, dangerous move, but it could be golden, bro. Like, Jordan vibes.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I said it on the last episode, I believe. But I see Sabrina shoot. They're better than Devin Booker's. So I'm sure whatever.
They're going to be fire. You feel like they're going to be fire.
I seen a picture of some Nikes that Caitlin had on. And it was like an upside down Nike check. And they look decent. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm sure they going to come heavy. It's going to be niggas grabbing the Caitlin Clarks. White America is already. She's white. That's America's hilarious. New darling.
That's hilarious.
You know what I mean? Like, for real. It's definitely going to be. I know my cousin, you know, she played ball. She can't. I don't know if she's going to get them, but I mean, I might get them for her. Like,
I can't wait for the season to start. I can't. That's the funny thing about the WNBA, though. It's starting like next week. Now I'm playing. It's starting like 2 months. Oh,
my God.
The NBA start right
as
away.
As the chips start. See, that's part of their problem. Like, them niggas play. Well, I get it. It's like, let's play, you know what I'm saying, while the NBA's not going on. But, like,
they got to expand.
They got to figure it out. Like, maybe they should start, like, in the fall more so. Because in the summertime, niggas is outside. Like, I be having daytime games. Like, I'm not watching the game. It's 95 degrees out at 3 in the afternoon. Like,
you gotta you got to become more than just the little thing to do in the offseason of the NBA.
Yeah, I got to, like, try to compete. Like, yo, fuck it. We putting Caitlin Clark shit up with, you know what I'm saying, opening with Kyrie, with Luka. Like, see what we can do.
Yeah, but it's not even necessarily competing. I mean, the NBA subsidizes the WNBA. Yeah. It's the same. It's a lot of the same shit, so it's not necessarily competing. You know what
they
could try, too?
Like, if they was really lit, like, I don't know, this might be a stretch, but, like, if they was to move the season around, like...
Had them on the same day. Same slate. Go bounce Caitlin on the men to the bitches, back
LeBron
to the...
LeBron
at
10.
Why not?
What we doing?
If you really wanted them to... If you really want the women's game to become like that, why aren't you...
Let's slate them the same day.
Why? Duh.
You know what I mean? That's it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start y'all with some Clayton Clark energy, and we're going to finish with Braun. You know what I mean? Niggas going to be footing with me in the crib. We got no choice to watch. Like, fuck it. At least the second half.
Expand the WNBA season a little, 30 game. That's nasty. That's not like it's not a respectable league when you moving like you just a little cousin of the NBA like moving in the offseason. Like you're not gonna get respect
and
like that.
And then like it's even egregious. This is as much as a draw as Caitlin Clark is, like now y'all competing with the Olympics. You know what I mean this summer.
Exactly.
So
who wants to do that?
You might as well just like you said, start slating them niggas with the NBA games. Like, yo, WNBA come on at 7, NBA come on at 9. Like it'll love it. I mean, that's it.
Word up. Fuck it. What's the name? Ashanti and Nelly about to get engaged, about to have a baby. Do we care?
I'm happy for both of them. So that's really my comment on that. Shout out to Nelly. Shout out all the black women that was mad that he ain't put a ring on her finger. Y'all can keep quiet now because I seen y'all in the comments. And just, you know, I hope they have a safe pregnancy and a beautiful marriage.
Shout out to Ashanti for being like 40 plus and still getting her shit right.
She still looked right. So clearly she, you know what I mean? She kept it together, and obviously, as soon as Nelly let one off, that shit landed. So yeah, shout out to both of their health. You feel me? Him for not shooting blanks, and her for still being able to go through it at that age.
Oh God,
but she still look good. You know what I mean, she still look good. Shout to her. Shout to Maya. Shout to the black queens that age gracefully. You know what I mean,
they're aging the best.
Yes, yes. I even like Mary J. Blige with her thick ass thighs.
Nah, AJ Blige is fire. Still to this day.
Fire.
To this day. We living in the best era for joints growing older. You know what I'm saying? Like we winning. It's the best joint ever. These old joints, we never seen old joints look this good. Oh God. You wanna get into the drip?
Yeah.
Wrap this half up.
It's for the drip report. If y'all don't know, now y'all know here we're all set. Every week we got a segment where we talk about what's popping, what's flying in the streets, what's going on. For, you know what I'm saying, as far as dripping fashion is concerned. And I just kind of wanted to piggyback off of what we just discussed. Are you going to grab the Caitlin Clarks?
Nah, I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, sexism and shit.
Where do we draw it? All right. Have you ever owned a woman's basketball sneaker? Because I had the woman 12s, the Mellows, the white and baby blue shits.
Whoa. That doesn't count. That's flea purposes. Like, right. owning a woman's colorway of a man's shoe is not sus. That's just flea purposes. The women's got fire colors.
I seen niggas. I'll do you one better. I seen niggas in the Cheryl Swoops. It wasn't prevalent, but remember her first shit?
We was little kids, though.
It was niggas in them. I didn't have them. It was a couple niggas running around with them. Because they kind of looked like the 13s with the bullet holes on the side. They was all right.
They was
like,
okay.
They was decent.
They was decent. They was decent. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to rock a woman's shoe.
But
I'm not going to necessarily be like, yo, you're sus, you're wild, and you're homo if you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to go that crazy, especially if they not like, if they look like a regular, they not like a super, if I got to know it's the chick shoe to call you out on it, then it's, I can't really just call you sus. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go that hard.
All right, but yeah, we're looking forward to the Caitlin Clarks. And again, I want to shout out to Kyrie's. We talked about him on the last joint, but Kyrie's, like, he did a whole rollout. I like what he's doing. And I like the shooting of colors. Like, it's a different brand. I don't know if his shit gonna stick in the streets, but all it takes is a couple AAU teams, you know what I'm saying? Put those on and do some damage, and the niggas are gonna jump on those. So, yeah. You know, it was just this week on World Set, we just wanted to open the discussion to see what we're gonna do. Are we gonna get the Caitlin Clarks or not? You be the judge. We be back. We gotta pay some bills, man. We be
coming
back.
The y'all just started playing. This big shit going on. Holla. Yeah, we back. We back. Second half. You already know. Kick off every second half with elite scumbaggery. If you don't know what that is, that's when somebody does some scumbag shit, but they pull it off in elite fashion. So we gotta shout them out. This week's elite scumbag is none other than the good brother Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? My brother Jeezy is going through a divorce right now and tried to get primary custody of his daughter from Jeannie Ma.
Shout out to Jeezy, yo. First of all, he said they were trying to raise her and like with all Vietnamese, like everything culture, just try to strip her black culture. And it really just seemed like a spiteful play because she was Drake because he divorced her. And it was also revealed in court documents that he only seen his child 8 days in 2024. So I feel him, B. Like, fuck it. I want full custody since you want to play ghetto games.
But, like, I respect the attempt, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, fuck it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of kicking it out because I'm going to have to pay if I don't got the baby. Hello. You know what I mean? But
it's like, I'm not on tour right now. I could take full custody. I can mac. I did my tours. Jeezy don't seem like the nigga who's starving for breeze.
Nah, not
so
at all.
So he could just sit. See, I mean, he could cool out. Be with the kids. Raise them. He got one grown kid, I believe, or one or two. They both grown. And, you know what I mean? And he'd be all right. But
the way he tried to shoot for the moon on that, though, like, fam, do you really think?
I respect it, though.
Like, Jeezy like to drink. Jeezy like to smoke. Jeezy, you really think you about to take a rich Asian lady's baby from her, bro, in court?
We're going to see.
like you definitely gonna lose, but I respect the shot. I respect the nuts it took to say fuck that, man. Give me the baby.
Shoot for the stars, man.
Shoot for the stars. See, and look at the moon, man. Shout out to Pop Smoke.
I got a bone to pick with you before we move on.
Talk to me.
So you went on a post today on one of our clips. We was talking about Future, and you made the statement that Future hasn't gotten nicer with the bars, and I just feel like that's an egregious thing to say, and it's completely false. I feel like Future has gotten a lot nicer with his bars. Way better than from Ain't No Way Around It to where he's at now. And I think what you did was just disrespect Pluto and everything that he's doing right now. And dropping one of the classic albums that he's dropped.
I'll give you that. All right. From Ain't No Way Around It to now, yeah. But from fucking, what's it called? Future and Hendrix and that era right there.
Oh,
and
it's not like, that far off.
He has not, since Dirty Sprite 2 era, Monster era, he has not progressed lyrically, subject matter, bars, composition, way he spit. He has not evolved at all.
I'll say maybe the subject matter hasn't evolved, but as far as like overall sound, like his melodies, like he's giving you every different type of flow.
Yeah,
I feel
that's
like
melody and shit though. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about bars.
His
rapping.
Bars is there. His bars have gotten better.
No,
I feel like his bar. I don't know what you're listening to. I feel like his bars have gotten better, bro. Like,
bro, I can take a verse from 7 years ago, put it right over a brand new beat right now that he's rapping on, and it'll be the same exact thing. That man is not working on his craft at all. He's working on his craft musically. That's why I give him all the stain musically. Like, his soundscape, all that sonic shit, like, all the vibes is there. But, like, the actual words this nigga's saying, bro, like, come on, B. Like, he's not really popping it. I mean, he's popping it. Like, don't get me wrong, he's super popping it. But he's not, he's not intricate ball. He's not barring you up. He's just not, that's just not who he is.
We gonna come back to this.
If you go, all right, ball for real rapper niggas. If you put them up against, I'm not, who the fuck is really rapping?
Benny Conway.
Like, come on, B. Like, he's not rap. Like,
Put
him on a track with 38 Special or something. Like, he's not rap. Like, Ransom or something. Like, he's not rapping.
Is Ransom the nicest bar rapper out right now? We never really talked about Ransom, but he's on a pretty good run. He's been dropping some shit. Solid
run. That should have happened before this like that. I mean, I don't know.
He's rapping. He's talking his talk. He's rapping. You know what I'm saying?
And he's closer to the bone gristle than Benny is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for what I'm hearing right now, all right,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's way closer to the bone gristle than Benny is.
Yeah, I think they got a little couple. They was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
a little
Benny while. Benny and Conway have gotten I don't think
they've been in Buffalo. They might go once or twice, but it's not the same. You could tell it's not the same.
That's why, like, when you listen to 38 Special,
I feel like he just got done trapping. Literally, like, he just came inside.
He just unloaded a book
like,
bag. He just took his book bag off.
He just took his book bag. When I listen to 38 Special, he just took his fucking book bag off and seemed. Counted up what's the inventory.
Come on, man.
It's definitely a little different.
Special's in the field right now.
Nah, Special is definitely in the field. Like, I 100% feel like he's just literally outside still. You know what I'm saying? Like, he be talking his shit. Like, he's one of my favorite niggas.
Some niggas, you can hit him close to the bone gristle. And not saying Pluto not close to it. He's not ballsy, bro. It's just not him. And he's not putting the effort into becoming it either. That's the thing That's the one thing I don't like about him, and I'm kind of disappointed because he's one of my favorite artists ever. And I'm just like, yo, why you don't put more effort into, like, actually rapping?
Let me add to that, though. All right, so you notice how you said with 38 Special, it sounded like he just came inside. What, for as long as Future's been out, because I don't really know his age, but you say it's been about 15, 16 years strong. I mean, at what point... Like, he's not going to be able to give us the subject matter that 38 Special is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seemed like 38 Special might have been on a block longer. You know what I mean? Like, because he sounds like somebody that's, you know, in his mid to late 30s, maybe early 40s, and he just really got it popping. So he might have had still his whole 20s where he was still on the, he was still in the field. You know what I mean? Whereas in his 20s, Future was already a star by then doing the music. So it's like, it's hard for him to really tap into that concrete, yeah, I mean, trap shit that we like that you could relate to because you was out in the field because the last 15 years, he just been around bitches. You know what I'm saying? Doing music.
But
so it's like, that's why I'm just saying as far as the subject matter. Like, I feel you. Like, do I need Future to start talking about political shit like Kendrick? No. So I don't really know where he can really take it as far as, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Even if you don't want to progress a subject matter, you could be a better rapper about the same exact shit. Like, he's putting no effort into his technical rapping ability. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if it's like, oh, I'm not close to the streets as much, so I can't give you super detail in my bars, even though he purposely keeps niggas in the field around him so he could have that shit. That's what he keeps these niggas around for.
Yeah.
For subject matters. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, bro, because at the end of the day, he fucking been a rapper forever. He's not busting out bells with his brought to brick open with his fingernails and all the stupid shit he talking about. Like, he's just a nigga. He just talking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just...
But, like, his drug talk, it don't, like, when I hear from his point, it'd be more so like I'm watching a movie. Like, I just feel like he just, nah, no, some G shit. You feel me? Like I said, we feel like 38 Special literally just came inside. Like, Future just, like you said, he talking his shit. And like, he might even be talking about his little man. Like, I get that energy from Future when he talking, like, his drug shit. Like, not that he might not have seen it before, but, like, I never, like, oh, he's doing this and he's fronting. Like, I don't get that from
him. I like Future. Future, I fuck with Future super tough. He's fun. You know what I'm saying? He still make music that touch your heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Joint for the shorties, all that
shit.
All
the shit for the joints be touching me. Pause.
Future got everything you ever needed from a nigga that make music except bars. I could enjoy the raps. Like, yo, this is a fire song. He's talking that shit. But I'm never going to sit here and pretend like this nigga ball for ball is like a real spitter. He's not nowhere near the niggas we grew up.
He's
like
he's a rap song maker. He's an elite rap song artist.
He's the biggest artist. He's the best and biggest artist in the game to me. Yeah, you know what I mean, it's him and Drake. Yeah. That's it. You know what I mean? Like that's it. But like ball for ball, like he's no Kiss. He's no SP. He's not even Sheik Looch.
Nah.
He's nothing that we quit.
Yo, shout out to Sheik Looch. I was just arguing with niggas the other day. I say, yo, on the Lock songs, I be feeling like Sheik got the best verses. Individually, I'll say Jaden Styles. Roll your
Sheik
eyes if
got
you
some
want.
Standout
like,
verses.
Like, don't, like, come
but don't
on
get
now.
Crazy to
listen,
say Sheik
listen,
got the
I'm,
best
listen,
verses.
Listen, listen, listen. We are, let's just say this. We obviously feel like Jaden Styles is better rappers and better solo careers. When them niggas have been on group projects, Sheik's has a lot of standout classic verses.
Sheik got hard verses.
Classic songs. Like, yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, yeah. Don't do that.
Sheik got definitely standout moments.
Like, he got some standout
like
joints, baby. I like Sheik.
I do.
Yo, that was ridiculous. What?
I do.
Yo, that sounded niggas. Yo, I like Sheik. Yo, nah, we not going to do my boy Sheik loose like that. But yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that. If you want to say, like, I just feel like, from Ain't No Way Around It, because I had, you know, the reason why I said that because we was talking about Future that day and I went back and played, I added it on my playlist. So I was listening to
it. And bro, and think about it, Ain't No Way Around It.
It's fire.
Man, for my bro and gave him brain that you expect for me. That's what is different from what he's doing right now. It's just a different melody. It's the same level of bars, bro.
The melody's now a little bit more intricate. You know what I mean? Like, that shit back then is super elementary. Like, you could tell the growth between what we was just listening to going up to Gainesville, going to do the golfing, and there ain't no way around it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's Big L. I'm saying, like, yeah, B, like, slow the, like, I don't want to go there, B. I just say he's gotten better as a rapper.
Yeah,
all right. That's it. That's all I want to say, B. All
right.
You know what I mean?
You, B.
Playoffs going on.
Y'all thieves is here.
Every niggas is hurt. I don't want to say who's getting packed up first round. Bucks getting packed up. Sorry. Oh. No, Giannis. They're getting packed up.
You think he's out for the whole season? Series?
If he's not going to play in the first, first of all, the Pacers are like 3-1 against in the regular season. They say he's going to be out at least the first couple of games.
How are you about to bust Dame Lillard ass?
Yeah, because Dame plays no. First of all, I can honestly see Dame having a nasty series because he doesn't want to be there. And then, like, Giannis ass out.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's where we're going with this. Like, I've never watched the play. Yo, this whole time I watched the Milwaukee Bucks play, I don't think Dame ever smiled. I don't think he ever looked happy to be there at all.
I just want to say we caught a lot of flack for our Dame Lillard take when the season first started.
We
said he wasn't like that and all that. And literally everything we said in that clip came to pass. You know what I'm saying?
We going to address them niggas that was talking. I'm going to give Dame the grace of the first round series and see what he does. You know what I mean? If they get packed out and it's like an embarrassing pack out, it's like pause. It's like, all right, B. Like,
at this point, he is what he is—a glorified streaky shooter.
Yes,
with a shaky defense, almost a turnstile.
Niggas, he's saying he Tyler Hero with a more of a green light.
Come on, B. Streaky shooter with a cloud.
He can't stop nobody.
He's a cloud demon streaky shooter, bro. Like,
he can't stop nobody. He want to rap.
He can shoot it from real far away.
He can shoot from far. I'll give him that. He can shoot from far. I mean, you got a ratchet, but like, let's not get crazy. He can't stop nobody. He can't stop or force it. And that's gonna show. Knicks, Philly.
Yo, why are the pundits acting just talking as if like the Knicks is an afterthought in this?
Yeah, I don't like how they talking.
They're
about the
disrespecting
Knicks.
Yo, they're wild, the Knicks,
bro. Because what I just seen from Embiid and them niggas that they should have lost against a nasty Miami team. I don't feel like they can go in the.
Embiid look like he's not even ready.
He's not right.
He's not ready.
He can't even dunk. He came and he's barely doing a layup. He's not right.
I'm not like.
First of all, and I don't mean to cut you off. I'm going to get this off. And if you think Nick Batum, who has one good game every 3 weeks because I do fantasy bet and I watch niggas who pick him and he never shows up, like fourth quarter yelling, why the fuck Batum in? That's going to ring. That's going to come to fruition when they play the Knicks. Like, are you going, niggas going to be on Twitter like fourth quarter, why the fuck Batum in? Like, knock it off, bro. Like, he had the game of his life. Look at his last 7 games. He never scored over 7 points. Then he hits 5 threes? I'm like, give me a break.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I don't like the Phillies' energy. I don't like the way Embiid looks. Yeah. I'm not saying that the Knicks are like some super firepower, but I think they can beat the Philly in 6.
I think it's ridiculous that they just got it up like, yo, can Philly beat the
Philly
Celtics
get back
and
to,
all
yeah, like,
that?
They already like, on the second round. I'm like, huh? Wild disrespectful. Cavs, Orlando.
I'm be real. I, yo, fuck that. I think Knicks in 5.
Nixon five. I said Nixon six five. Being generous.
I think Philly might get one, but Embiid is nowhere near like 500.
They didn't even want to win last night. You know what I'm saying? They was ready to pack that shit up. If Jimmy Butler doesn't fuck his knee up and, like, you know what I'm saying, not the same person, they get packed up. Sorry. Yeah.
Brunson is smarter than niggas, and in a series, I'm taking Brunson.
I'm taking Nixon six. Cleveland, Orlando. I could go either way, honestly.
It's Cleveland.
I'm gonna take
just
Cleveland.
Off the strength of D. Mitch, off Spider, off Boston. Spider's experience alone, I gotta go with the Cavs.
Boston and whoever they play is gonna be a sweep. And who else we got in the East? That's the East, right? Oh yeah, Bucks and Pacers. I like Pacers and six, but no Giannis. Sorry. Even if Giannis come back for game three, I just don't see it for them.
Yeah, if Giannis don't play, this is scary. This is when Holly starts to make his legacy.
Now the West is spicy. They said I want to Mavs Clippers. They said they gave Kawhi a shot in his knee.
Oh my God, so I cannot wait.
I cannot wait for that.
Yo, let me tell you right now, I'm gonna keep it real. Luka in seven. Luka in seven.
Luka
in
seven.
Where is he?
Put him.
Luka is seven.
And shout out to Kyrie. I feel like Luka. Kyrie's going to get crazy on them niggas,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget, Bari's there. What
Bari
you mean?
Bari's there.
Listen.
It's going to be a good one,
Luka
though.
Luka is a demon that's been terrorizing the Clippers since day one.
Let's not say terrorize because he hasn't beaten them in the playoffs yet. He is 0-2 against them.
He's been terrorizing them, though.
The numbers is crazy. It's like 49-9 against the Clippers. It's ridiculous. But he hasn't won in series. Now he got Kyrie. So he got to get through it. Like, I don't want to just say, like, you averaging 34-9-9, you be busting their ass, but you be losing.
The way he be terrorizing them niggas be crazy.
It seemed like they win. It seemed like he done beat them twice. He terrorized so much, you would thought he won, but he's 0-2.
The way he's talking greasy to PG, like, you know what I'm saying? Luka is about to terrorize him. Luka is 7, man. I don't care.
Lakers, Denver, who you like?
Come on, B. It's over for Braun, man. Pack that shit up.
Sweet.
They're not gonna sweep.
They're not gonna get two games this year.
It's LeBron. The league is never letting LeBron just get swept up out of here.
He got swept last year.
He did?
Yeah.
All four right away?
Yes.
Damn.
It was just four close games, but it was sweet.
Damn.
They won one game. And they over seven and they haven't won all season.
I can't even hold on to the little league, won't let LeBron get swept
they
shit.
Got that to
yeah, it's over, B. I don't know if it's gonna be a sweep, but it's gonna be quick. Lakers is cool, but that's a terrible, like, they don't want Denver, bro. Denver built just like them.
Yeah. Only thing you can count on to beat the Nuggets, I feel like, is if Murray need do some weird shit.
Yeah.
Get it out the lineup. You never know with that nigga.
They needed some niggas they got a little advantage over, like some niggas that don't got a big man or something. Like,
them niggas is mad. Paul is big over there. Like, Michael Porter's like 6'9". Aaron Gordon's big as shit. Like,
yeah.
Austin Reeves and them niggas might get played off the floor.
That's the worst matchup in the whole NBA for LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to see Aaron Gordon.
Is a nigga that's just as big and strong as you?
Stronger. Bigger. Pause.
Yeah. But at this point. You know it's spicy. I like that Minnesota Phoenix shit spicy. That's a good one.
These niggas is out here putting KD whole legacy behind this joint now. Like, yo, fam, you ain't been out the second round since Steph.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we doing?
But he caught a nasty break in 21 when his toe was on the line.
Blah, blah, blah. We not trying to hear Will Smallest violin vibes, bro. Like, we not trying to hear that shit,
I mean, he do catch nasty injury breaks, bro. Like, I'll say this. Do we knock KD a notch down if they don't get out past Minnesota, who's been sturdy this year? Like, at some point, Ant and them got to break through.
But they babies. It's not,
how long are we going to say Ant's a baby, bro? He's in his fourth season. Like,
still a baby in your fourth season.
LeBron went to the finals in his fourth.
He didn't even get a fucking grown man contract yet.
I mean, Ant is a baby, but Carl Anthony Towns is like 8-9 year vet. Yeah, Gobert's a vet. Conley's a vet.
Carl Anthony Towns is ass, though. Like, mentally.
Like, in the chest.
Yeah, like.
We're not counting on him. We just need you to just give us 20 and 8.
Yeah, but I'm just not counting his sturdiness, like, his years in the game. Like, I can't even count. Like, just hope he do something. But the ass is called out.
Edwards showed up. They were the only niggas, I feel like, that gave the Nuggets any problems last year when they played them in the y'all face. Yeah. Ant has some good games.
Like, I think Ant is going to show up. He
got to break through.
He shows up every playoffs. He shows up every playoffs, but. As far as, like, how that team is constructed and all that, like, if it's a full-power Suns squad and they really focused, I don't see them, not in the whole series, not losing to them niggas, bro. Like, I just can't see it, bro.
The Suns, I just feel like they're some niggas you got to watch out for because it's still Durant, Booker, and Bill. Like, that's a lot of firepower. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they took two off the Nuggets when it was just Durant and Booker. Like, You mean to tell me, like, with Bill, they can't get a third? You know what I mean?
Them is
that's
them.
A scary. It could go like it, niggas over like niggas is sleeping on the Suns because it be times I watch and they look super ass and it's like they don't look engaged. But then it be like, hold on, it's still them niggas. They got three niggas that can get you 40.
To me, it's Denver, Phoenix, and LA, Clippers. If they get past Luka, if they can get past Luka, then they got a strong chance. I just don't.
You don't like Luka chance.
Not for the chip. Not when it gets against Denver.
I don't like the Denver matchup. If somehow you could take Denver
out. They're not deep enough to fuck with Denver, B.
Nah, I don't like the Denver matchup. If somebody could somehow take Denver out before Luka would get to them, then I would like that.
Yeah, I could see that.
I agree. Like, it's weird with the Western. Like, obviously, Joker is the favorite. That's like goes without saying. But, like, Phoenix could get spooky for niggas. Like, they got three terrorists. And then, like you said, I like the Clippers. Like, I don't like, I want the Mavs to win, but I'm going to keep it funky. Like, I
think
the Mavs
is going to win, but
I think the Mavs should win, but like, if the Clippers do beat them, like, they might be on to something. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Clippers, I like Westbrook off the bench.
Yeah, the Clippers
got niggas
the,
over there.
The team top to bottom, if they get past Dallas, they got everything they need to.
And they played the Nuggets.
Everybody.
They played the Nuggets good. Like,
Zubac niggas, and Joker's the same size.
It's the same nigga. Zubac, because then they said it, a part of that is because Zubac know his moves. They play with each other over there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
they the
and
same
the
size.
Phoenix played
they
the Nuggets good this
nigga.
Year. They 3-1 against them because they got an
Phoenix
extra
got
nigga.
A big ass white boy too.
Big ass white boy. You need a big nigga that could just like bar him a little bit. Like, you
if
can't
you don't
just
have
no
somebody
friend, nigga.
With the yeah. If you
that's
don't
why
have
I feel
nobody,
like AD not enough.
Yeah, you don't have nobody with the size to like just lean on Joker
just to
the whole
lean
game.
On him. That's
you got
to
be able to lean on Joker.
You just
got to
be able to lean on him, bro.
If he can lean on. See, the thing with Joker, he'll lean on the nigga to 15 rebounds and 28 points just from leaning on a nigga.
That's why you need, like, when he go against Embiid, niggas as equally as strong and don't be all that. It don't look the same. Nah. It's just like, oh, he's nice, but it don't look like he's the best nigga, best white nigga ever, how they be dragging it. It just don't, it looks regular. Not it's like, all. Oh, he's like a skilled big man.
Exactly.
Like you said, when he go against fucking Nick Richards of the Hornets, and he go 38, 15, and 15, because that nigga's 6'9", 230.
He's
frail. You know what I'm saying?
That's frail
as shit.
About.
That shit is a dub.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
What you think about Shai Gilgeous and them, your favorite niggas? They not going, you don't believe in them?
I can't believe it. Yo, they, I ain't gonna lie, they probably like be the most disrespected number one seed because I was ready to go on to the next topic. I forgot all about them niggas, yo. Yo, they 3-1 against the Nuggets this year. I looked that up. You had to do my, because I was like, we talking sports, I had to do my stat check.
I can't see them
check.
Being the Nuggets in a series, though.
I don't see them beating them, but they could give them, I see them making it a series.
But yeah, but they're not even going to get that far. To even be able to see the Nuggets.
I feel like they're going to sweep the Pelicans or the Kings, I think, for sure.
Yeah, no respect. Is King, Zion playing?
Nah, Zion's done. He's out for, what, 2 weeks? He got a hamstring. He got a strain.
Bitch-ass nigga.
And then the Kings don't got Malik Monk and Herter. I don't know how much you think you're going to keep getting out of Keegan Murray, even though he is valid.
Keegan Murray's valid.
But Sabonis do be wilding on Shet too, because he's just so frail.
Yeah,
he be wilding Shet up.
Yeah, B. I don't see this. I don't see OKC sweeping nobody, son.
You like them in the first round, I don't know.
Yeah, they gonna win for sure.
And then
five
the second round, so then they would have to play the Mavs or the Clippers. I think whoever wins the Mavs or Clippers would
be
OKC.
Over. It's done. Yeah. It's done. The run. Y'all had a good run. It's a good start. Y'all got to get some. You know what I mean, dry up the shit behind your ears a little bit. Niggas is babies.
Who's your MVP of the season? If you had a vote.
Luka
for me too. Defensive player of the year.
Damn, I had one too, son. I'm not going for the typical big man niggas. I ain't gonna lie, I gotta be OG.
Cause of the way his impact on the Knicks.
He's just a wild, versatile defensive
nigga.
Army knife ass nigga.
I don't see how you don't vote Wimby, honestly. I've never seen a nigga just be having back-to-back-to-back 7-8.
I just don't want to. I'm just hating. Nah, I just don't want to give it to him.
Wimby be punching shit left and right, B. I be like, yo, how is he not? This is the best defender.
I feel
like
he
the
hasn't,
best one-man defender I've seen.
I think he hasn't, like, played enough. Like, he didn't pass the requirements or whatever to like, get in the loop.
Nah, bro, because he going to be Rookie of the Year. That's an NBA award. You can't qualify for NBA.
They all got the
NBA
same
award.
Stipulation?
They all got the same shit.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? Like, don't do that. They might have him out a couple back-to-backs, but he wasn't injured at all.
I think he just too much of a baby for them, and they're not going to give it to him because he'd definitely be violent.
He'd be violent, and they're going to give it to Corny Rudy. I'd be watching Wimby.
They be sucking Rudy, bro.
Wimby will switch off to a guard and be out there on the perimeter. Like, Rudy get a switch off to a guard is barbecue chicken. Like, I've seen Rudy get played out of series in the playoffs.
Oh, I was just about to say, Rudy in the playoffs is not a sure bet. He might not even get on the court.
Bro, he don't get on the court. It was mad series, mad Utah series, and that nigga wasn't on the floor in the fourth. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we got to go small ball lineup because you got you in the way, bro. You in the fucking way, bro.
Phoenix will definitely run Rudy off the court.
Hell yeah. We got Durant. Now you got to guard Durant because he's our five. So what you want to do? Yeah. Jerkins on the bench. You know what I mean?
Fucking put Bol Bol at the five. Run that nigga off the floor.
Yeah. And Bol Bol, you know he loved to hang out in the corner three. Yeah. I'm over here, Rudy. You know what I mean? Come over here, stupid. Come find me. Come out at me.
Come find me.
What fuck is you talking about? Don't do that.
Word up.
You want to get in our favorite segment?
Yeah, it's Raptors. Join up, man.
All right, I started off. If you don't know, again, now you know, every episode, our namesake is We're All Set. So we do a segment called We're All Set where we tell y'all what we not feeling, what we done with, what we all set on, what we seen, we want to see to come to end. And I'm, this week, this episode, I'm all set on Klay Thompson. Nigga shot 0 for 10, 0 for whatever you shot. You didn't score.
Knee how, man. Like, knee how, man.
Like, I've seen enough.
It's over.
If you're not taking the vet minimum, like Westbrook, one of them niggas, like, your warrior days is numbered. All knee that. How? I mean, he turned down two years, $48 million extension that he got offered. He's not getting that. Sorry. You know what I mean?
Welcome
he
to China.
That's the Schroeder shit. You know what I mean? You should have took your 48 when you had it. You
definitely should have took
that. You
know
what I mean? Because you definitely not getting nowhere near that at all. 3 years, $20 million maybe. From the Lakers or somebody, you know what I'm saying? Maybe the Knicks or something, but yeah, you were 0 for 10. It was egregious. And I don't want to see no more four ring shit. Like, your time, you had a good run though, because you was one of my favorite niggas. I still respect it, but I'm all set on you from here on out till I see you better.
Yeah, it's over. I'm all set on everybody that doesn't understand economics that's screaming about this gender equality payment shit with the WNBA. And like, it just doesn't work like that, bro. You can't just say, hey, I'm good at the, I'm a chick, so you should pay me like the men. Like, no, bro, it works off economics. Like, they get paid directly correlated to how much money that their business is bringing in, how much money they're making off the gate and everything, and the TV ads and everything of that nature. You know what I'm saying? They get paid what they get paid because that's how much money they bring in. Y'all gotta stop begging the NBA to subsidize the WNBA and build the sport.
Listen, I watched the WNBA draft for the first time in my life this year, just to see where Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Cardozo was going to go. So, like, y'all got stars. This is the best draft. Y'all need to capitalize off it. Y'all need to market y'all stars.
They got Joe Biden and shit chiming in. Like he going to make gonna a presidential decree to even up the fucking salary.
And 98% of the women complaining can't name a basketball star outside of Caitlin Clark or Reese. They never been to a game. They don't got no jersey.
Exactly. If you're so mad that they don't get paid, go support the – go buy a ticket. Go buy a jersey. Help them get paid.
Got an Asia Wilson jersey. Not one.
But you're mad about them how much they get paid.
And they all over Twitter like, oh, Caitlin Clark got $30 million from Nike. Where Asia's shoe at? Y'all niggas even got an Asia jersey. And y'all want Asia's shoes. Like, stop it, bro.
Come on, it is what it is.
We in white America. Like, yeah. If Caitlin Clark was black, would she have this? Would she be revered highly as much? I doubt it. But, I mean, it is what it is.
It wouldn't matter if Caitlin Clark was purple. If she was bringing in that kind of revenue, then it would be what it is, bro. Yeah.
Oh, no. For sure. So you just got to understand it. Niggas watch. I watch Caitlin Clark, B. You know what I mean? I watch the fucking Final Four women.
Shit move with the money, man. Stop all this weird shit, bro. You quite, like... Like, it's not always about just, oh, we equal. Shit got to make sense, bro.
That's a fact.
Holla at us, man. That's our show, man. We coming back. Get you a fucking mug, B. All set pod.store. Y'all going to see us. Holla.